This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Tomorrow is a big day. President's going to be showing more and more data of what has happened here. And I think it's going to be bigger than that. I think it's going to be more than just about data. And there's a lot of buzz going on. And the good news is this thing's going to resolve itself pretty quickly. We're going to know a lot. But we actually learned a lot yesterday because the president made a phone call to the Georgia Secretary of State with his attorney present, and we're going to dissect that this hour. Let me tell you, if I were a leftist listening to the president's call, it was an hour-long phone call, I would be really afraid of what's going to happen. Because let me put it to you this way. The president makes a phone call to Georgia. Now, he's already been calling them out on Twitter. And he says, you know this election is fraud. He then says, let's get on the phone and talk to him. Mark Meadows sets up the call. His chief of staff. He knows he's being recorded. He knows there's no way this call is not going to be leaked. And then he goes out and he starts saying things. And that dissection is what's going to be really interesting. But here's what I want you to think about when you think about the president. And I talked about him using the art of war, Sun Tzu. When you know the answer and you're asking these questions and you're going to hear them, that what the WAPO did, it was an hour-long phone call, but they cut it into 4 minutes of what they thought was the most meaningful part of the call. And maybe it was. But I'm going to just put it to you this way. The Democrats want to characterize his phone call as a desperation call. I assure you, it was not a desperation call. It was a setup call. Have you ever watched these cop shows where they, you know, they have the person wired and they say, you know, say what, you know, try to get him to say this or try to get him to say that? That's what you're going to hear. And the Democrats keep wanting to pretend that they've got some magic bullet here that's going to get everything. And I know they've tried. Let's face it, boy, they have really put in the biggest cabal. But think about what they did with Russian collusion. Right? Trump was supposed to be in prison over that. Think about what they did for Ukrainian coercion. Trump was supposed to be impeached and run out of office over that, right? Now, you may be saying, well, Kevin, the third time's a charm. We'll find out, won't we? We'll find out. In a day. I don't think it's going to go the way the Democrats are thinking, because I'm going to tell you, if I'm the president and I'm calling Georgia, and by the way, I could probably do 5 shows on the entire hour, except Trump's repeatedly, you know, he's just, it's a repetition. But what they cut in this 4 minutes, you could do days on just what was cut. The Washington Post characterized this phone call between President Trump and Georgia Secretary of State Brian Raffensperger as Trump pressuring Raffensperger. But he didn't pressure Raffensperger at all. He said, you need to come clean. The call was a warning. And what he's saying is, this Senate race is going to happen, and you're facing the same things. And if you're part of this cabal, we're going to know about it. But what he's saying, and I can't wait. Get those clips lined up for me. I can't wait to talk about this, because you'll hear it. And I know many of you have listened to the program, so you've learned how to listen. You know how to interpret these things. This is going to be amazing. I listen to this thing over and over and over. And there's no desperation. I'll talk about what some of the leftists are saying, but there's not 1 ounce of desperation in this. Here's what WAPO wrote. They said Raffensperger and other officials on the call pushed back on the president's claims of voter fraud. They say Trump insisted that Raffensperger and his staff take action on vote fraud allegations, and he did. He did exactly that. He said, look, there is no way Biden won the state. You should be up in arms over this as Republicans, but you should be up in arms over this as citizens of the United States. And there's some dialogue about what they're saying. But Trump gives them actual numbers. I'm going to go ahead and do the spoiler alert on this part. But he says, everyone's going to look very good if the truth comes out. He says, and the real truth is, we won by 400,000 votes at least. That's the real truth. That's not in this particular these cuts that we have. But that's what he said. Now, here's what I can tell you. Trump didn't pull that number from betwixt his buttocks by choice, by chance. He knows the numbers. And when we get into this, I'm going to tell you, I can't explain to you how cool it is. I'm putting a lot out there because I've been saying this for a long time. But Trump is cooler than the underside of your pillow about all of this. And when you listen to these clips, I want you to tell me your thoughts on it. Georgia's under fire. And the reason why Georgia's under fire is because both Brian Kemp and Brad Raffensperger are on the take of the Chinese. They've taken money from Dominion, and now they're caught up in it. They have to join the Democrats in this collusion and this conspiracy in order to do it. And Trump, I'm telling you, he's been targeting these guys. I've written on 2 different articles where the president has called Brian Kemp out. He's called out Raffensperger, and he's called out the attorney general of Georgia, saying, here's what, you know, this is wrong. As you guys know, but I haven't even said who I am. This is Kevin Jackson. You're listening to The Kevin Jackson Show. Most people do that at the beginning. We don't. We always rock the rules. We buck the system. TheKevinJacksonNetwork.com is where you can find out more about me and the team. Anyway, we're going to talk this hour about this whole thing going on with Georgia. Keep it here.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Attention. This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
President Trump called the Georgia Secretary of State about the election. You think this call was by chance? You think he was trying to coerce the guy? Or do you think he was trying to have a conversation with him to say, hey, look, guys, what are you doing? You're Republicans. You're supposed to care about the Republic. You're supposed to care about the truth. What are you doing? I think it was more than that. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. I'm the host of the radio show that's part of that network, KevinJacksonShow.com. You can get to us either way. Lots of things going on inside of our organization that will be good for this year, and I'm looking forward to this year. Come what may, I look forward to this year. Happy New Year to you all. Yet again, those who are new listeners, thanks for coming by and checking us out. We're talking about this idea that Donald Trump's calling these secretaries of state, and people act like, what's he doing? How dare he do this? How dare he fight to correct the record of what we already know, that President Trump was elected on November the 3rd of 2020 overwhelmingly. Joe Biden, in no way could he receive 82 million votes, not in two elections. Nobody cares about Biden. You're talking about Biden's not going to have a parade. If he gets to D.C., why would he? Nobody would show up. Nobody cares about that demented old clown.
The Democrats know this. Joe Biden would be the biggest puppet. You want to talk about a puppet dictator, a puppet leader? He has no control. They know exactly where the bones are buried for Joe Biden. Everybody does. He is so manipulative, it's ridiculous. And here's the thing. If he makes the wrong move, they will absolutely impeach him and get him out of office. Why do you think they want him in there? They know he's corrupt. Where is Hunter Biden? Huh? Donald Trump knows pretty much exactly the numbers in every state that he needs to overturn, and he knows who's complicit. And I'm going to start playing. We're going to play one of these clips just so we can start to dissect what I believe Trump is doing, which is you never ask a question you don't know the answer to. And this is where Trump is. He knows the answer to this question. So let's play clip one.
We have won this election in Georgia based on all of this. And there's nothing wrong with saying that, Brad. You know, I mean, the people of Georgia are angry. And these numbers are going to be repeated on Monday night, along with others that we're going to have by that time, which are much more substantial even. And the people of Georgia are angry. The people of the country are angry. And there's nothing wrong with saying that, you know, that you've recalculated.
Well, Mr. President, the challenge that you have is the data you have is wrong.
Now, do you think it's possible that they shredded ballots in Fulton County? Because that's what the rumor is. And also that Dominion took out machines. That Dominion is really moving fast to get rid of their machinery. Do you know anything about that? Because that's illegal.
Ryan, Germany. No, Dominion has not moved any machinery out of Fulton County. We're having.
Well, but have they moved? Have they moved the inner parts of the machines and replaced them with other parts?
No.
You sure, Ryan?
I'm sure.
All right, everybody. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson here. Did you see what Trump did? I don't know where that is because that was a WAPO cut and it was not sequential. But Trump asked some pretty poignant questions. Do you think it's possible they shredded ballots? The Dominion took out machinery? Do you know anything about that? And their answer was, the guys, this is Ryan Germany. He says no. Then Trump asks, have they moved inner parts of the machines and replaced those? No. Then Trump says, you sure? Now, I'm going to tell you something. Pure speculation on my part. Maybe you are already ahead of me here. You think Trump maybe knows the answer to that? See, I think they've underestimated him in many ways. I think they've underestimated the people who want to see a fair election. I think they've underestimated the people that are part of Trump's restructuring of the DOJ and the military, etc. And I think he knows the answer because, as I mentioned earlier, he gave them the number of votes that he believes he won Georgia by. He says it's 400,000 votes. Now, they're making a big deal because he says, and we'll play this clip a little bit later, but he says, you know, look, all you got to do is find me 11,780 votes because that's one more than I need. But I won by a ton. And everybody's like, he's asking him to create it, to find it. But I want to go back to this. Donald Trump makes a phone call to the Secretary of State of Georgia, who has his attorney, Ryan Germany, on the phone, and he starts asking questions as if it's a, you know, like a interrogatory or some sort of a deposition. He says, do you think it's possible they shredded ballots? No way. You think Dominion took out the machine? Oh, no way did they take it. Do you think that they altered the machine? Oh, not even possible. That's not questioning that you're trying to fish around. You're on a phone call. You can't look at eyeballs and go, what's the body language? I wonder. In other words, if you're going to do that over the phone, I'm just telling you, these are Kevin Jackson's assertions. If you're doing this over the phone, it's because I don't need to watch you roll your eyes or go, if he only knew, because he's telling him, here's what I have on you. I don't have it speculatively. I don't have it because I'm guessing. I have it. This is what I'm thinking. Now, WAPO says this phone call was coercion, and they continued. The president, clearly unsatisfied with the call, referenced it on Twitter Sunday morning, accusing Raffensperger of turning a blind eye to corruption. Yeah. Well, you heard the call. You heard elements of it anyway. Let me ask you, do you feel like Trump is nervous? Does he seem, quote, desperate, as they've made out? When he's talking about this, it's not coercion. He's telling them, hey, look, why don't you do the right thing? I'm giving you an opportunity to do the right thing. You can overturn this election because he's telling them, you know it's fraudulent. Well, Mr. President, our data doesn't agree with your data. I think that's what Raffensperger comes out and says, our data disagrees with your data. And Trump's like, let me tell you why he's sitting there going, how could your data disagree unless you're a crook? Because I have the actual data. I've looked at this thing through all kinds of eyes. I've got the top experts that have evaluated this data. There's no way this happened. You think he's making these phone calls because he's going, you know, man, I hope you guys do the right thing. Please do the right thing. Did you hear any of that in his voice?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
All eyes are on the Georgia Senate runoffs today. No candidate in either of Georgia's Senate races won a majority of the vote November 3rd, triggering the runoff for both seats. The Republican candidates with their messages.
Are you ready to show America that Georgia's a red state? Georgia, we have to hold the line.
This is the last line of defense against this radical socialist agenda. You heard Joe Biden just today say that this is a generational election. What does he mean by that? Well, it's exactly what Chuck Schumer said. Take Georgia and change America.
The polls in Georgia will close this evening at 7 p.m. local time. The Portland Police Bureau said Monday that a cleaning crew's mistake likely led to the escape of 24-year-old David Dahlin. He's charged with attempted murder and is accused of ramming a police officer with a car last month. Dahlin was being detained when cleaning crews opened the door to his holding room. The worker closed it, realizing the room was occupied, but the door did not latch properly. The manhunt continues. This is USA Radio News. So, your National Football League team didn't make it to the postseason. One Las Vegas Raider learned the hard way what not to do. USA Radio News Wyatt Cox has more.
Raiders running back Josh Jacobs received minor injuries, arrested on suspicion of drunken driving after a pre-dawn single vehicle crash Monday near McCarran International Airport in Las Vegas. A Las Vegas police report said the 22-year-old Jacobs taken to hospital for treatment of a cut on his forehead after an airbag deployed when the 2019 Acura NSX sports car he was driving crashed into a tunnel wall at the Las Vegas airport. Police at the scene determined the 5'10", 220-pound Jacobs impaired by alcohol, blood was drawn at the hospital. Lab results could take several weeks. Meanwhile, Jacobs was booked at the Clark County Jail on a misdemeanor driving under the influence charge and released without bail. I'm Wyatt Cox.
The Raiders finished the season 8-8. This is USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
We have won this election in Georgia based on all of this. And there's nothing wrong with saying that, Brad. You know, I mean, the people of Georgia are angry. And these numbers are going to be repeated on Monday night, along with others that we're going to have by that time, which are much more substantial even. And the people of Georgia are angry. The people of the country are angry. And there's nothing wrong with saying that, you know, that you've recalculated.
Well, Mr. President, the challenge that you have is the data you have is wrong.
Now, do you think it's possible that they shredded ballots in Fulton County? Because that's what the rumor is. And also that Dominion took out machines. That Dominion is really moving fast to get rid of their machinery. Do you know anything about that? Because that's illegal.
Ryan, Germany. No, Dominion has not moved any machinery out of Fulton County. We're having.
Have they moved the inner parts of the machines and replaced them with other parts?
No.
You sure, Ryan?
I'm sure.
Do you hear any desperation in that call, what the Democrats want you to believe? Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to it is the Kevin Jackson Show, part of the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. It's a lot of Kevin Jacksons in there. Yeah. Good. That's who I am. Trump called the Georgia Secretary of State on the election because he's trying to get these guys to do the right thing. He's focused on Georgia because we have the elections today on, you know, what's going to happen. So he's focused on Georgia because he's saying if you ratify one wrong election, what's going to happen in this next one? Do people feel like the vote was a real vote? Particularly given that they probably are using Dominion machines again. I saw an article that said, oh, look at all these Democrats that are coming out in the Democrat areas of Georgia. They're setting us up again to tell us, look at the overwhelming vote count that's going to occur. There's no way Democrats would elect Warnock and this other guy's going around saying because Kelly Loeffler took a picture with some white supremacist, she's by virtue of white supremacist. Do you know how many people come up and take pictures with you? That would be like saying, oh, man, you know, Susan Sarandon took a picture with a white supremacist. The people come up if they know you and they take a picture with you. You don't know anything about them. They could be a mass murderer. How many pictures do you think I have? And I'm not that big of a deal. But when I would go to book signings or some Fox event, and people are like, hey, Kevin Jackson, can I take a picture? Sure. Serial killer, baby rapist? I don't know what you are.
Kevin Jackson took a picture with a baby rapist.
Well, how did I know? People come up, can I take a picture? Will you sign an autograph? He signed an autograph for a person that's a serial rapist. You don't know who you take pictures with. My publicist years ago said, I took a picture with a politician. She goes, well, you can't take a picture with that politician because another politician. I said, I'm an author of a book. And a guy wanted to take a picture with me. Really? I have to be concerned that his competitor is going to be mad at me? Well, you just don't want him to mistake that you're supporting. I go, if I support the guy, you know what will come out of my mouth? I support this person. The picture means nothing. And if they put my picture up on their website acting like it's support, I will have them take it down. I'm not supporting anybody. But this is the type of tactics. There's a white supremacist and all. I'm in fear. This white yuppie, rich white dude that has never been around white people. I mean, black people. He's been around a lot of white folks. He's going, I'm going to protect these black churches and black people from this blatant racism of Kelly Loeffler. What are you talking about? You little chump. We wouldn't want you as our champion. You want to be our champion? Get rid of your privilege, white boy. All that money you grew up with. Anyway, they claim Trump's got some level of desperation in the calls. I played the one again, and clearly you heard it. Trump is setting them up. I don't know how. If I was a Democrat, do you think it's possible they shredded ballots? Do you think it's possible they took out machinery? Do you know anything about that? No. Ryan Jeremy. No, they wouldn't. Did they move any inner parts of the machine? Did they replace the parts? No. You sure? You think you got that right? That's President Trump setting them up. Let's play the next clip because he goes further. He continues to go down this line of questioning saying, are you guys really, are you going to stand by this? I don't remember two because we have three cuts. But essentially, in all three cuts, the president asked them over and over, you do realize this is a crime, right? You understand this is a crime. If you allow this to happen, you are part of a criminal enterprise. You hear it for yourself. You let me know. TheKevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. You let me know what you think. Because I'm going to tell you, everything he mentioned, there's proof. There's video proof, and I'm going to bet you there's even more proof than we're being told. And Trump is just alluding to it. He's touching on the surface. Here's the second clip.
You should want to have an accurate election. And you're a Republican.
We believe that we do have an accurate election.
No, I know you don't. No, you don't. You don't have. Not even close. You're off by hundreds of thousands of votes. You know what they did, and you're not reporting it. That's a criminal offense. And you know, you can't let that happen. That's a big risk to you and to Ryan, your lawyer. That's a big risk. But they are shredding ballots, in my opinion, based on what I've heard, and they are removing machinery, and they're moving it as fast as they can. Both of which are criminal fines, and you can't let it happen, and you are letting it happen. You know, I mean, I'm notifying you that you're letting it happen. So, look, all I want to do is this. I just want to find 11,780 votes, which is one more than we have, because we won the state.
I want to begin at the back part of that clip, the Kevin Jackson Network.com is what you're listening to, the radio show. And I want to start at the back because that's what has Democrats all up in arms is the last part of that where he says, I just want my 11,780 votes because that's enough to overturn the election. I don't really care what the others are because we will have won. And everybody's like, he's trying to just steal the election and all this. And of course, that's what the Democrats are trained to say. Those are the talking points. Leading up to the 6th, it's all about Donald Trump stealing the election, stealing it back. The Democrats have stolen it, and they're like, how dare he try to steal it back? How dare he fight? How dare he call the Secretary of State? Let me tell you, I don't know whether Trump is called every Secretary of State. I don't know what he's doing. I'll be honest with you. But this particular call raises all kinds of alarm bells for me as a strategist. It does. He says, you know, you should want an accurate election. He goes, well, Mr. President, we believe we have. He says, no, you don't. You don't believe that. You know you don't have an accurate election. He says, you know what they did and you're not reporting it. Again, I go back to, do you think that Trump is just, he's pulling some sort of game on him to say, you know what you did. Why don't you just admit it? Please admit it. Come on, guys. Do you know what hangs in the balance here? Okay, so going off the 11,780 votes that Trump mentioned, because I'll come back to that here in a bit. He goes on to say this. You're not reporting it. It's a big risk to you and your lawyer. Shredding ballots based on what I've heard. Removing machinery, that's criminal. But what he says next is the part that should give you a lot of comfort. He says, I'm notifying you that you're letting it happen. See, what he's done is he said, I've already got all the information, I've got all the processes in place, and I'm notifying you that I know your election is fraudulent. You let it happen. I'm on a phone call with you that I know will go public. And you know what you've done? You've denied it. You've denied it publicly with your attorney present in front of God and everybody. And I gave you ample opportunity to get right with Jesus. And you didn't do it. That's what Trump is doing. And I'm going to tell you, it couldn't be more clear, but the left want to get hung up on Trump going after those certain votes. But it wasn't that. It was that other part. I'm notifying you.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
You just want to have an accurate election. And you're a Republican.
We believe that we do have an accurate election.
No, you don't. You don't have. Not even close. You're off by hundreds of thousands of votes. You know what they did and you're not reporting it. That's a criminal offense. And you know, you can't let that happen. That's a big risk to you and to Ryan, your lawyer. That's a big risk. But they are shredding ballots, in my opinion, based on what I've heard. And they are removing machinery, and they're moving it as fast as they can, both of which are criminal fines. And you can't let it happen. And you are letting it happen. You know, I mean, I'm notifying you that you're letting it happen. So, look, all I want to do is this. I just want to find 11,780 votes, which is one more than we have, because we won the state.
That was part two of a three-part
series that we got on a four-minute call that the president had with the Georgia Secretary of State and his attorney, possibly others. And they condensed that from an hour-long conversation. And, of course, the leftist media is trying to make it appear as though the president is pressuring Georgia, when, in fact, he's warning Georgia, and he's warning the Democrats. He's warning all of them. I told you guys, I don't know anything more than the things that, I mean, I'm not going to say I don't know more than you, because I do. But it's gathered from multiple sources, and then it's part of my own intuition. And what I'm telling you is this. This call was a setup call. Part one, he asked him, did you know anything about this? Are you aware of the shredding of ballots, the moving of equipment, etc.? Nope, nope. Are you sure? No. Then, in the second part that we just played again, he says, it's a big risk that to you and your lawyer that you're not reporting this. Shredding ballots based on what I've heard, removing machinery, is criminal. I'm notifying you that you're letting it happen. Whew! It gives me tingles to think about this, because we're at the verge of breaking the Democrat system completely. The leftists are cheating. Once this is done, do you think Trump's not going to go back and look at every... I mean, I would go back and look at a lot of stuff. Do you think the Democrats are going to be able to cheat going forward with Dominion equipment? This machinery is supposed to be outlawed. There are video after video showing this machinery is... it has been programmed for trickery. Oh, my goodness, man. This is fun to watch. And I know it's got you on the edge of your seat. I'm on it to a degree. I mean, I'm still 100%, 99.9999% that Trump has got something up his sleeve, because I'm listening to this phone call, and I'm telling you, folks, I know desperation. I don't hear 1 ounce of desperation here. I hear a guy trying to be magnanimous, saying, look, guys, why don't you do this the right way? It's not going to be a bad thing for you. Politically, it's actually going to be good. If you tell the truth is going to set you free, blah, blah, blah. But that last part of that clip, I'm notifying you that you're letting it happen, is a big sentence. He went on. Look. My producers are looking at me like, look, he says, this is a big risk to you and your lawyer. He's telling him. Shredding ballots. If you don't believe, I'll put it this way. This will be the biggest fool of Kevin J. I will be the biggest fool in terms of not understanding what happened here in maybe political history, because I can't imagine for 1 second that a guy with the intellect of Trump and some of the people behind him, that he doesn't know the answers to this. It would be, like I said, I will be fooled at a level that I've never been fooled in my life. So I'm out there. I'm on that flimsy limb, getting fruit, throwing it down to y'all. Well, every now and then after I eat a couple. But I just can't believe that Trump is not aware of everything that he's saying. Here's the third part of the clip, because we're going to run out of time if we don't play it.
So tell me, Brad, what are we going to do? We won the election, and it's not fair to take it away from us like this. And it's going to be very costly in many ways. And I think you have to say that you're going to re-examine it, and you can re-examine it, but re-examine it with people that want to find answers, not people that don't want to find answers. For instance, I'm hearing Ryan, and he's probably, I'm sure, a great lawyer and everything, but he's making statements about those ballots that he doesn't know. But he's making them with such, he did make them with surety, but now I think he's less sure, because the answer is they all went to Biden. And that alone wins us the election by a lot. You know. So.
Mr. President, you have people that submit information, and we have our people that submit information, and then it comes before the court, and the court then has to make a determination. We have to stand by our numbers. We believe our numbers are right.
Well, under law, you're not allowed to give faulty election results, okay? You're not allowed to do that, and that's what you've done. This is a faulty election result. And honestly, this should go very fast. You should meet tomorrow because you have a big election coming up. And because of what you've done to the president, you know, the people of Georgia know that this was a scam. And because of what you've done to the president, a lot of people aren't going out to vote. And a lot of Republicans are going to vote negative because they hate what you did to the president. Okay? They hate it. And they're going to vote. And if you would be respected, if really respected, if this thing could be straightened out before the election. You have a big election coming up on Tuesday.
All right, everybody. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson here. It's the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. He says, President asked him, he says, Brad, what are we going to do? He says, this is costly in many ways. He's telling him, he's saying, look, it's costly in the sense that you've got a crooked election. You're letting Democrats get away with it. It's costly because of what it could potentially cost you. He says, why don't you reexamine it with people who want to find the answers? But that's just the setup. He goes on to say this. He says, Ryan, probably a great lawyer, making statements about ballots he doesn't know. See, that's the part. And he says, making them with surety. Then he goes on to say this, you're not allowed to give faulty election results. The president is tipping Georgia's hand. He's saying, guys, look, I got you. It is his attempt to get them to see that he's got them and say, you can do the right thing and not make me have to pull the trigger. But I will pull the trigger. I'm notifying you. That's what he said in the previous clip. I played it earlier in the broadcast, a second time at the beginning of this segment. I'm notifying you that you're letting it happen. He says that is as big as it gets. It's a big risk to you and your lawyer. He says, Ryan, you're probably a great lawyer, but you know what? You're just going to be one of the boys in prison. You can't get faulty results. The people of Georgia know it's a scam. I know it's a scam. You're not getting away with the scam. And what he's employing Georgia to do is he's saying, guys, you better look into this before the Senate race is over, because even when that ends, the very next day is when the Kraken gets released on you. That's what this call is about. So I wanted you to hear it. I didn't play it in its entirety. I played three different clips. I even played the part where the Democrats are, you know, Kamala Harris is like, that's a violation or something. You know, I don't know what she said. Have y'all heard? Here's what she said. Have y'all heard about the recorded conversation with the president? Well, it was certainly a voice of desperation. Most certainly that. And she says that. AOC says it was an impeachable offense that he would actually say that to Georgia. I mean, these people don't get it. Oh, the guy I was trying to think of that was Ossoff, who's running against Loeffler. Anyway, she says he was pressuring people to do, you know, to recalculate. He's pressuring these guys to do the right thing or else. Now, look, I'm a day away from knowing what's going to happen here. We'll see what happens. I don't have the answers, but I think I'm in pretty good shape.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.